Kimono, Refashioned in Contemporary Style, is an exhibition of contemporary adaptations of the iconic Japanese kimono, now on display at the Cincinnati Art Museum. Chief Curator Cynthia Amneas joins me. Welcome back.
Hi, thank you.
Tell us about the exhibition. It is not about the traditional kimono, is it?
The exhibition is about the influence of kimono on Western dress from the 1870s right up to the present day. So you will see a few examples of traditional kimono in the exhibition, but mostly it's Western dress.
Now, let's talk about the kimono itself. For many Westerners, the kimono is a very dressy kind of apparel, and it's only worn on ceremonial occasions. But in fact, it's an everyday piece of apparel, and men and women wear it, and there are a variety of fabrics and designs and so on.
Right. So it has been a traditional dress. In, I would say, 20 years ago, not many people were wearing the kimono in Japan. It was something that was only used for ceremonial use or for special occasions, but it's really making a comeback. So we see young women who are really wearing the kimono today in Japan. So it's exciting to see them readopt their traditional dress.
And it's a very elaborate kind of dress. It's not just the robe. There are a variety of garments that go with it.
There is the kimono, but sometimes the kimono can be layered. You can wear an outer garment that is much longer, that is not tied by the obi. And then, of course, the obi itself is very decorative as well.
Well, let's talk about the contemporary designers who are represented and how these adaptations have taken off.
Sure. As I said, the exhibition looks at dress from the 1870s right up to the present day. So we have 19th century designers like the House of Worth, and Charles Frederick Worth was the Paris couturier in the 19th century, considered the father of couture. We have Coco Chanel, Paul Poiret, we have Madeleine Vionnet, who was very influential. Both Poiret and Vionnet were very influential in making Western dress more kimono-like in their periods. And then as we move into contemporary dress, we see designers like Sarah Burton for Alexander McQueen, Jean-Paul Gaultier, as well as some of the major Japanese designers, Isamiyaki, Yohji Yamamoto, and Rei Kawakubo, and then the next generation of young designers.
What kinds of adaptations do you see in this exhibition?
Well, the exhibition is divided into sections and then into subsections. So the subsections look at, for instance, surface motifs. So if you look at the 19th century, there was no woman in the 19th century who was going to walk out of her house in a kimono. They were wearing fashionable dress, and that was the ideal. So one of the first garments that you see is an 1870s style dress with a bit of a bustle that is made from a traditional kimono that has been disassembled and then remade into this dress. So what we begin to see initially is this adoption of Japanese motifs. So textile manufacturers, for instance, were weaving textiles that had ferns in them or waves in them or iris in them, which were not motifs that were common in the West at all until the opening of Japan in the mid-19th century.
And the textiles that were used, did they run the gamut? Do they still run the gamut in terms of these adaptations?
Absolutely. So in the section that looks at contemporary dress, you'll see, again, a section on surface motifs, and you'll see a gray Jean-Paul Gaultier dress, the skirt of which is a woven kimono fabric. It has motifs of the oxcart wheels and chrysanthemum and cherry blossoms. It's a beautiful dress, but it has a very evocative, a Western style to it.
The exhibition was organized by the Kyoto Costume Institute. What role did they play?
The Kyoto Costume Institute came to me, the director Akiko Fukai, came to me and said, we're interested in doing this exhibition. And Kyoto Costume Institute is interesting because they have an amazing collection of Western dress, but they have no exhibition space. So they organize exhibitions that travel in Asia or in Europe or in North America, and this was one of those latter examples. They were very instrumental, of course, in putting together the exhibition, but because we are the last and the largest venue, we were able to add quite a number of pieces from our own permanent collection into the exhibition. So examples from our fashion collection, as well as paintings, prints, and ceramics.
And why do you think that the kimono holds such fascination for Western audiences?
Well, I think from the beginning, when Japan opened to the West, there was this kind of allure of Japanism. They were doing things that Westerners weren't doing, asymmetrical design, for instance, using motifs that we had never seen before. And so I think that it's a continuation of this idea of something that is foreign to us, but inviting at the same time.
And it was in the 1880s that there was a huge exhibition in London. They actually had a Japanese village, and it really influenced James McNeill Whistler and Sir William Gilbert and Arthur Sullivan and many other English artists, as well as sparking a whole craze for Japanese fabrics and designs.
So that Japanese village actually traveled to Cincinnati in 1880, and they set up at the zoo, so it was about 100 Japanese men, women, and children who showed their lifestyle and making arts and crafts, and they inspired Mariah Longworth Nichols Storer to set up Rookwood Pottery and invite Katira Shirayamadani, who was a Japanese decorator, here to work at the pottery.
So there are all kinds of connections.
Absolutely,
there?
Yes.
What kind of programs are you going to be offering in conjunction with this exhibition?
The exhibition opened in June, and we have a film by Satoshi Kon, who was one of the major anime filmmakers in Japan. And that film is called Paprika, and that will be showing the evening of August 1st. And that's free and open to the public. And then we also have one more guided tour, which is September 1st.
Now tell me, is there a specific piece of clothing that is special for you that you really like a lot?
Well, that's, of course, hard to answer, but there is a beautiful dress by a New York design house worn by a Cincinnati woman who is in the exhibition that I absolutely love. It is a soft orange color. It's a floaty dress, a very soft chiffon, sheer chiffon, and it has these wonderful long kind of drippy sleeves, and it's just a favorite of mine.
When does it date from?
It dates from the 1920s.
Thank you so much, Cynthia, for joining us. Cynthia Amneas is the chief curator at the Cincinnati Art Museum. Kimono, Refashioning Contemporary Style, runs through September the 15th. You can find out more by going to our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Ann Ehrenstein.